Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with somebody who's been with me in all the decades. That's right. It's Karen Kerrigan, folks. She's one of the two Brain Trust members who are still here from 97, from the 1997, when I started doing the show. She was one of my first guests, and she and Wally Bach are the last two from that year, and she's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. an organization that I consider to be one of my heroes, and she is too. Karen, thanks again for being here, and we're looking forward to celebrating your new anniversary coming up, and we're going to do 22 more. We've already said that, right?
Absolutely, we're still cool and hip, and we'll continue to be that way.
We'll do it from the home, right? We'll have to do it from the home. Hey, Karen, USMCA, U.S. Mexico Canada Trade Agreement, which is the replacement for NAFTA, is on the table. It's in the House waiting on Pelosi to bring it forward. Where does it stand? What do you think? Is it a good deal, and will it pass?
I think it's a great deal for small business. And, you know, there's already lots of small businesses that trade, U.S. businesses that trade with Canada and Mexico, over 70% that export to these countries have fewer than 20 employees. So it's very important for continuity and consistency. But it modernizes so many important things that will give opportunities for more small businesses, particularly e-commerce firms, businesses concerned about the intellectual property. You know, those that find, like, the local presence requirement,
right,
which would, you know, require that they set up an office in Canada to open a business. That's gone.
We share a giant border north and south with these countries. They're our neighbors. They're our largest trade. America's largest trading partners are right here in our backyard and our front yard.
Right. And, you know, it lowers regulatory barriers and burdens for small businesses, supports good regulatory practices in those countries, so those aren't being used as trade barriers in effect, you know.
Will Pelosi bring it to the floor for a vote?
You know what? I think so. I've met with a lot of the Democrats, particularly the new Democrats who were elected the last cycle, and, you know, they want to, quote-unquote, get to yes, right? And so, you know, Navarro's done a really good job at making it an inclusive process.
Navarro is one of the trade negotiators for the president.
Yeah, and so, you know, I feel pretty good about this. You never know what might blow up in Washington, okay? So,
right.
You know, or what issue might, you know, happen. But they want to...
But you think if she brings it to the floor that there's enough votes on the Democrat side to make this happen?
I do. Or enough power and influence as she has to twist, the arm.
What is her motivation for doing it? What is her motivation for doing it? Just not to become an obstructionist? Because this is pretty prominent legislation.
Well, I think that. But also, she wants to keep the House. And she's got a lot of these Democrats who won in lean Republican or a toss-up seat. And
giving the president a win. They need to win, don't they?
Well, they may be agricultural. There may be technology districts. They need this. Their constituents need this agreement in order to continue trading or to expand their businesses into these countries. So, it's something that
when could it happen? When could we expect it to come to the floor this year?
Oh yeah, well it has to. I think end of October, November, sometime.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All it's got to do is pass the House. The Senate will sign it. The President will sign it. We can have the deal done by the end of the year. Hopefully, cross your fingers, folks. Say a little prayer. What about the big picture, the China deal? Is that going to happen? What do you think?
Well, I think I do. I mean, negotiators, the deputies are today actually is they're back at it again to sort of set the stage for our president and the premier of China. to get together and, you know, for the big meeting that's coming up in October. So, you know, I think something is going to be done there. I think both sides are incentivized to do something. And I look for something before the end of the year on that as well.
I've never seen a time when there's more pressure on China to do something like this. If we don't do it now, I've never been seen a time. I can't imagine in the future a time where the iron would be more need to be struck more than now. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree, particularly with China, and they're feeling the pressure big time than we are.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, one of our heroes. Karen, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
You bet, Jim. Thank you.
SBECouncil.org. Check it out. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.